probably just need to clarify that I have not instituted any new policy with regard to violations on which the defendants must appear in court. I know it was the policy in front of Judge Gearhart and then Judge Duffy and then Judge Carter, all three judges who held this position before me. So that's not a new policy. I will, however, say that it is a policy that I intend to keep. And the reason for that is anytime there's an accident involved, the court wants to make sure that our victims receive proper restitution. So often in district court, anytime there's an accident, we have damage to, let's say, mailboxes or fences or power lines or billboards. And sometimes those may not seem like big ticket issues to insurance companies, but to the victims, they are certainly important. And it is important to the court that we ensure that the defendants who are responsible for causing that damage make payment for that damage. And that's the reason behind the must appear charges, is so that restitution can be addressed and we can ensure that the victims are being adequately compensated as part of the handling of the underlying case. Now, since I have been on the bench, I have noticed that we have some procedural aspects of that system that need to be improved or remedied. Always, the officers who issue tickets are obviously the first line of communication with the defendant who's being ticketed. And so I want to make sure that all of our different policing agencies know what offenses would constitute a must appear offense and have a system in place that, you know, allows that officer to notify the defendant that even if they choose to pay the ticket and not contest the charge, that they'll still need to appear in court or make contact at least with the prosecutor so that someone is assured that the restitution is taken care of. So I spoke with Sheriff Montgomery, as well as representatives of the state police and the city police of the city of Mountain Home. And I think we're well on our way to sort of normalizing that procedure to make sure that anyone who has to appear knows that they have to appear. And I will also add to that anytime someone has paid a ticket and for whatever reason doesn't realize that they would need to appear, we are a very generous with our timelines. Nobody's going to jail on not appearing on a first time. Every defendant is generally given a notice of that, an opportunity to remedy that situation and to resolve whatever the issues are.